What was it like, Eli, when you watched it like in its full first time? Did you look pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, we had fun. We had Peyton and I had fun, doing the skit, and obviously got a lot of laughs together. Just every time, we kind of look at each other and wonder what we were doing. Got some laughs, so it was a fun day.
Do you think this is going to be a second career later?
No, I think I'll stay at my day job and keep playing football for as long as possible. So it's a one and done, one hit wonder probably.
Would you have a favorite line?
No, it was all fun, and just tried to, just for a few hours, say, all right, I'll go with the flow here and see what happens, and hopefully it'll turn out well, and I thought it turned out well.
Just one day in New Orleans, it looked like?
Yeah, just one day, a few hours, and knocked it out pretty quickly.
How long do you keep your makeup on?
What's that?
Yeah, you were full makeup, right?
Yeah, a lot of makeup, and just kept it on, for those, couple of 4 or 5 hours doing the commercial, and take it off and back to normal life, trying not to think about it.
I mean, there's so many funny lines. I mean, you deliver some of them with a straight face. Did you have to do a lot of takes, say, like when you went through the painting?
No, painting was a one and done. So having getting to go through it, had a couple alternative lines we tried out, but it was pretty quick. We kind of knew the lines going in, and had obviously a lot of different scenes, so we were pretty quick, we weren't laughing. We kind of took everything pretty seriously and got it done fairly quickly.
What was the best reaction from one of your teammates?
It's just been funny. I guess the song's a little catchy and if you guys go through the cafeteria line and they don't even know I'm behind them, they're kind of, humming the song or the words. That's kind of been, if I hear it, it's got you. The song gets stuck in your head all day. So, they're kind of just going around, just singing the song every once in a while.
Have they asked you to sing it?
No, I haven't sung it. They hadn't asked me, so I'm glad it hasn't been on any, team meeting or anything or on any of the TVs or anything. So, on a few phones, they've been playing it a little bit, but I usually kind of walk out if I see it playing.
Yeah, what do you expect to get out of the first preseason game? We don't even know how many snaps you're going to play.
Just want to go out there and have many series we get. Just be able to run our offense efficiently, be able to run the ball, throw the ball well, make good decisions, make sure guys are in the right spot. So, obviously we've been practicing for a number of weeks, and now going against a new defense, style defense, the 3-4 team. And so just make sure everybody's on the same page and that we're effective and we're able to have some good drives.
How much can you tell Brandon Myers will be an integral part of your offense? I mean, he's a new guy. You're trying to get used to him. He obviously came from the West Coast system. How do you think that's going to fit in for you?
Well, I think Brandon obviously, had a lot of catches last year. Guy, he is smart. He is trying to learn this offense and completely different than what he's been used to. So, there are some things, there's some teaching points. He's starting to understand. He's starting to comprehend everything. He's doing a good job getting open. He is athletic. He runs good routes. He catches the ball well. So hopefully he can be a big part of this offense and get us a bunch of catches.
Eli, from the start of last season, you and Martellus pretty early had a good rapport, good chemistry on the field. Can you tell how things are coming along with Brandon relative to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Brandon, we've been through this a few times with some new tight ends over the years, and Brandon, he's working hard. You can tell he's passionate about football and doing the right things and having a great understanding. He works hard during practice and meetings, asking questions. So, he's doing everything right, and I think he's done a great job so far getting open versus our defense, making good reads, and so it's all coming around. And obviously, the more times you run plays and get different looks and have different reactions and doing the right thing, you coach it up, he'll continue to get stronger and stronger. But he's off to a great start and looking forward to a big year from him.
Eli, can you talk a little bit about the receiving core a little bit and how talented and deep you are at that position?
Yeah, I've been proud of our guys at receiver and Victor's come in and had a great camp so far, doing a lot of good things. But Reuben Randall, a lot of talk's been about Reuben, and he's Gotten a lot of reps and is really stepped up, has a great talent. Lewis Murphy's another guy who we brought in the offseason. He's done really well. Route running, he's got a lot of speed and catching the ball well and understanding the offense. And so you can see his dedication. Obviously, Akeem, having him back, and yesterday kind of the first practice in a while. And so good to have him back in the mix, getting comfortable and having him full stride. So been impressed with the receivers and think we have a strong group of guys that, who practice hard. They're focused. They're serious about doing the right things, and they're smart and have a great understanding of what we're trying to do, and should be good.
Where has Randall made the most strides? Because you were even talking to him during the OTAs. You were saying how much this kid has come along.
I think just kind of an understanding of our offense. He always had natural ability, but just kind of if you tell him to run a go route or run a comeback, he can do those things. But now kind of understanding concepts, and sometimes you got to run a certain route a certain way to get someone else open, and understanding zones and whether it's man or what to do in zone, what to do if it's two man versus two zone, all the different just reads and adjustments to his routes, those type of things where he's made strides. And so I think he understands it, therefore he's playing faster, he's more sure of himself. I'm more confident in what he's doing and reading his body language, so just have a better understanding of everything going on.